From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel argued Wednesday for a transatlantic trade deal and stressed that there will be no return to a world before globalization. Their joint article comes as President Obama's successor, Donald Trump, has pledged to rip up existing trade deals and assume a more protectionist course for the world's top economy. President Obama is on his European farewell tour and was visiting Merkel from late Wednesday to Friday. They will also meet with leaders of Britain, France, Italy, and Spain in Berlin. President Obama, speaking in Greece earlier Wednesday, said that growing inequality needed to be addressed.
I firmly believe that the best hope for human progress remains open markets combined with democracy and human rights. But I have argued that the current path of globalization demands a course correction. In the years and decades ahead, our countries have to make sure that the benefits of an integrated global economy are more broadly shared by more people, and that the negative impacts are squarely addressed.
You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is warning of a very real risk of mass atrocities in South Sudan, and that peacekeepers deployed in the country will not be able to stop such a bloodbath. Mr. Ban told the Security Council in a report released Wednesday that the UN must clearly define what actions it's prepared to take. A suicide bomber on foot struck a government vehicle in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least 6 people and wounding 10 others, according to officials there. The attack was claimed by the Islamic State group. Read more details on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News.